six adults and 20 children. Really broke the heart of the country's heart, because for many Americans, this is the straw that has broken the camel's back.
Mayor Mike always throwing in his two cents. He didn't want any guns in New York or anywhere else. A lot of people feel the same way. Newtown, Connecticut really broke the hearts of so many, but it's the reaction to it that has now continued to spur on the conversation. Less than a month after the massacre there, and we'll continue to talk about all the aspects of it, including the one that's not getting so much play, and I don't understand. Yes, a few people have mentioned it, but what about the mental health issues? What about defining who these potential people are, if such a thing can possibly happen? There is no 100%, folks, ever in life. If you find it, I want you to call me immediately in anything that you do. It's that difficult. So how do we see the signs? How do we stop something like this? There may be some opportunities, maybe some things that we're ignoring or not catching when we possibly could. Speaking of being caught, coming up this hour of America, tonight we're going to talk about Lance Armstrong. For years, ex-teammates said he's dirty, he's dirty, he's dirty. We fell in love with him. He overcame the odds. He started Live Strong and raised tons of money and the hope for so many people who had cancer in this country. Then he was stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles, still said he did not dope. Then, goes on, Oprah Winfrey's network that you cannot find, even if you have a guide button on your television, and confesses to the former queen of Talk Tube that he did dope. Imagine the people who were getting crucified by him and others back in the day, how they feel after he admits it, and imagine the lawsuits. Good thing he's worth $100 million, because I think a lot of people are going to keep him tangled up in court cases for some time to come. But the question is, can we forgive Lance Armstrong? He's a guy I admired. I put him on my short list of all-time cool sports dudes. I was very disappointed when things started to fall out the bottom for Lance Armstrong. Other people will tell me, hey, if everybody was doping, all's fair in love, war, and the politics of sports, can you blame the guy? But in the court of public opinion, can he redeem himself? That, my friends, is the question. Can you answer it? And answer me this. Have you ever had the flu? And did it send you to the point of wanting year after year after year to get the dreaded flu shot? They say that the flu shot this time around certainly is not 100%. We're back to that 100% again. But it may help some people whose immune systems are weakened to battle off a serious bout with the flu. Is it enough to make you go and get a flu shot at a clinic, at your doctor's office, or wherever? Some of the worst hit places, Boston, now it's state of emergency because of the flu. Chicago, telling people to stay away from the overflowing emergency rooms because it's just too dangerous. The good news is the worst might be over for a few places. 24 states and New York City are reporting high activity compared to 29 the previous week. The CDC, that would be the Centers for Disease Control, reporting that the flu vaccine, which protects against a couple of different types of flu virus, is about, you ready for this number? Not 100%. 62% effective this year. The amount of people that have the flu being seen as outpatients down from 5.6% the previous week to about 4.3. And why is this type of flu so severe? This is what they're calling it, the H3N2. And the reason why is they're going to have to wait and see with all the hospitalizations how it plays out. How it plays out. So the worst cities, Boston especially, is horrible. Philadelphia is having its worst flu season in years. Pennsylvania had 11,000 confirmed cases, 22 deaths. 22 deaths. If you've ever had the flu, sometimes it takes a week or 2 weeks to completely battle it. How many people have gone to work, though, with the flu? Or expecting that they're coming down with the flu or something worse? I think the people who go to work and hack up all over everybody, because you can't help it when you're really, really sick, I think that they should immediately have a day or two subtracted from their vacation. You know, it's that accountability thing. Okay, if you want to come in. And see, there's the thing. Because people are so worried about their jobs, that would keep them at home. So they wouldn't be worried. If the company policy said, come into work when you're sick and we're subtracting a day, how many people would be less concerned about whether or not somebody jumps into their spot, somebody else grabs their job, or they get dismissed, or some other nasty thing happens, but basically they lose the job because of coming down with the flu. It is movie season. We're not going to talk about those dumb awards the other night, unless you really want to, but because we did do one little tiny segment on it on another show. But I'm wondering, hands down, what you think the best movie of the year was. What was the best movie of the year? Also this hour, we're going to squeeze in some more. We're going to talk to a financial man about what's happening in our nation's capital, the lack of accountability. Levi Russell finally stopping by to talk about taxing and spending, the myth of all of it coming out of D.C. He's with the Americans for Prosperity. Americans for Prosperity has a unique perspective on looking at this, on balanced budgets, debt ceilings, all the things that have become such huge obstacles to us continuing to have massive financial freedom without worrying about the bills. It's like a new married couple that overextended themselves. All they talk about is the bills. The romance is completely sucked out of the relationship because it's constantly about what job, what bill, what paycheck. That's our government. Where's the money? How are we paying this? What are we doing? We're in trouble again. Imagine if your household was run like this, you'd have a nervous breakdown. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's nice we weren't talking about the financial scrapes that we're in this country and the constant tug of war. Levi Russell joins us now. He's American for Prosperity's Director of Public Affairs. Levi, the big thing that looms is the government shutdown at the end of March, or whether or not we're going to push up the deficit ceiling again. The Dems are looking for about $1 trillion in new tax revenue, or really through tax reform in 2013. Do you think they're going to get it? And is this the way to tackle this problem in the first place?
Well, what we've seen is a repeating pattern, and it's actually funny because President Obama in his speech, which I know you saw earlier this afternoon, said that we can't go lurching from one crisis to another. But in fact, that's exactly what he and his administration have done, as well as the Democrat-controlled Senate, of taking each opportunity to try to extract and wring out the American people for more tax dollars under the guise of that we have to do this or there will be, you know, an economic catastrophe, when the reality is, as you well know, that we are already facing an economic catastrophe, which is caused by this runaway spending and growing government debt. But I do think that the American people understand that we're in a problem. I don't know if they know the scope and the scale of it, but I don't think that there is the mandate nor the political will to go anywhere as close as far as they're hoping to.
Yeah, and then we find it's interesting in talking about that, and we'll bounce back in that back to what's happening with the bill being due and all that kind of stuff and how much is getting heaped on in a second. But the president announces today, there, and this isn't a surprise either because we see this year after year after year, even going back in previous administrations, there is no budget again. The budget gets pushed. Can we just, is it just an impossible task to come up with a balanced budget?
It depends on who you ask. If you ask the House, as you know, they have passed a budget. They passed the Ryan budget. It was a great, I think actually a fantastic attempt at balancing the budget. Senate has not passed one in, what are we, 4 years now? the president himself, I guess, deserves some credit for taking a stab at it, right? He came up with a budget that showed all of the extra billions and trillions of dollars he'd like to spend and sent it down to the Senate floor where he didn't get one single vote. But hey, at least he, you know, put it on paper and said, hey, I'd really love to spend a whole lot more money that we don't have if you'd all allow it. That's my best idea for the country.
Yeah.
But kidding aside, the reality is that the issues, the economic, you know, pain that we're facing is difficult, and there is a lack of will in Washington, especially among Senate Democrats, to go on the record supporting any sort of reduction in entitlements or in favors to their constituents.
Yeah, yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the lines that I scoped out of one of the press releases from AFP, and you talk about this, is tax and spending myths. What are the biggest tax and spending myths coming out of D.C. lately?
Well, you know, one of the biggest ones that the president himself has repeated a number of times that is just egregious, which he then again repeated in his press conference this afternoon, was that he has cut spending. He said he's cut $1.4 trillion of spending. Those are fake, imaginary spending cuts that have not been voted on and have not passed and have not taken effect. This is a president who, you know, has essentially, you know, those are as mythical as anything else. But he is taking credit for it and almost using that as reasoning for why we don't need to address our overspending crisis in a really substantive, meaningful way. That is one of the main myths that people need to look past the rhetoric of what is being said and look into the policy to see that, no, not only have we not had any spending cuts at all, but we have overspent. We have just crossed our fourth year of a $1 trillion deficit, and 43 of the past 45 months that President Obama has been in office have been a deficit. He's been the overspender in chief since day one.
Yeah. What do you think is the, you know, I think there's always that high water mark where it's just impossible. It's like we are drowning, and no matter how many life preservers they throw to us, and if you call out the Coast Guard, they just can't save us in time. I say that the road that we're looking at, I don't think it's too ridiculous to say if we continue to do what we are doing now, we could look at $20 trillion in deficit. Do we ever recover from that?
Well, you're right. If things go unchecked, if we're, you know, if things continue on their present order, we are absolutely on track with this president to hit $20 million in debt. That is not a stretch. We're over 16 now. And we've been adding a trillion or so every single year. So that is eminently achievable. But I think that we have some real opportunities coming up in the short term to put us change to that. I think that go back to the debt ceiling fight, which, you know, is coming up here again shortly, but go back a year and a half to this debt ceiling fight where Congress, through the sequester, made an agreement, made a pact with the American people that they would cut some substantive spending from the budget one way or another. And they put in these, through these triggers where if they couldn't figure out and all agree on exactly where it came from, that it would be across the board, defense and everything else would just be cut. We're coming up to, sure, we have a debt ceiling fight that's going to happen, but we also have a fight coming up about the sequester of these cuts. And that is where I believe is our best opportunity to hold Congress accountable for exactly what they have promised, without any demagoguing, without any fake crisis, without any fiscal cliff, you know, looming in the background, but just to say, are you willing to make good on your promise, which you absolutely promised you should, and we all in this country agree this is the right thing to do, to cut back on this over wasteful government spending, or are you not? And those that are for and do the right thing will have the support of American people, of supportive Tea Party groups, Americans for Prosperity, and many others. And for those that don't, there's going to be very real consequences. There's going to be very real consequences that I think the people are paying attention, and they know that if you don't do the job you promised to do, you can be fired.
Levi, you know that accountability is a dirty word in D.C., right?
Yes, it's one of those dirty words. You're right. But I think it's our job to hold them to this. And it's, you know, this is one of those areas where I think it's a really unique opportunity, because with everything else, say with this past fiscal cliff, you know, fight, there was this debate where somehow if we didn't give in, or if we didn't, you know, make concessions or come up with some sort of a negotiation, that the economy would fall off this imaginary cliff. With the spending cuts, they're coming up with a sequester. There is no false urgency other than you are either willing to make tough decisions and to do your job, or you are not. And so this is a good chance for fall to put a lot of pressure on Washington and help make them make the right decision.
Yeah. Do you think, if I were making a list, and I did the list as we headed into 2013, and I had tax reform as probably the biggest, at least in my top five, biggest fights for this 113th Congress, what do you think?
Whether they could get it done or not?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be tough. I'll put it that way. It's going to be tough. Conservatives still, you know, make up 100 or so members of Congress, and a few strong ones in the Senate, and obviously we know where the White House is at. I think that any meaningful reform is probably going to have a lot of challenges and a lot of roadblocks. I think that what you said earlier is what makes the most sense, where we are on track to hit $20 million or $20 trillion in debt in the next 4 years, and our priority now should be staving off that disaster from happening, keeping, you know, the ocean at bay, if you will, for the next couple of years, forcing through some meaningful entitlement cuts, some meaningful cuts to wasteful spending, and then allowing a Congress that is more resolved to address our fiscal woes in a substantive, meaningful way, take on that challenge, you know, in a year or two.
Yeah. Ned, notice it's hard to remember that. It's 20 trillion. Hopefully I said trillion, but I might have said a million. 20 trillion. It's a hard number to even fathom in your head to imagine what that looks like. Levi Russell, AFP, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails and Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and their hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
What does Lance have to gain? That is a great question. I think a lot of us are scratching our head. What in the world is he doing?
Yeah, what in the world is he doing? Armstrong sits down with Oprah. 2.5 hours. How much they use of it and all that other stuff, who knows. But here's a guy who was on top of the world, a huge icon who had a massive fall from grace. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You want to weigh in, throw in those two at 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Matt, you know, I know cycling's not your favorite sport, but you certainly, like all of us, know who Lance Armstrong is, know what he accomplished from the cycling world, have now seen him been stripped of everything, the 7 Tour de France titles, the fact that he's no longer on the board of Livestrong, and the public whipping he's taking. And certainly we have seen others really fall down the same rabbit hole, though there have only been a handful. Do you, first of all, do you think he made the right move by talking about it on Oprah? And do you think people will forgive him and it'll go on to something else?
I'm completely bored with this.
More than the Kim Kardashian pregnancy?
Yeah. It's something that everyone in that sport, I mean, when's the last legitimate winner they've had? I couldn't even tell you. There was one Tour de France, I think, when the top 10 finishers have all been either admitted dopers or caught doping. So, I don't know. I'm completely bored with it, you know. Liar, liar, Lance's pants are on fire. I don't really care. I don't care. It's a sport that I don't really pay attention to. And, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like steroids in the 90s in baseball. Everybody apparently was on them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm bored with it. I don't care that much. I think the reason he's admitting to it is because he was backed into a corner and probably got sick of lying to everyone. And, you know, it's one of those things where if you would have just come out right away and done it, I don't know. He doesn't have much to gain right now by continuing to lie, and I don't think he has a ton to lose by admitting it either, because there's so much time that has gone by, and everyone kind of thought he was doing it anyways, and he's not in the sport anymore. Like I said, there's so much time that has gone by, I don't think there's not a whole lot to it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that so much time has gone by. We all assumed it eventually at some point, so it's like, ah, who cares? I think the biggest question is, and you hit it right there, he should have just admitted in the beginning, and then probably no big deal. It's like Roger Clemens and what he went through, although he was cleared in court of lying to Congress, but more importantly, all the things that started to fall out of his world.
I mean,
the hornet's nest, when he didn't say anything about the steroids and all that stuff.
The one thing he did do was, you know, that Livestrong Foundation, the brand he created.
Yeah.
That's one thing that he did gain by lying, is that foundation got big, and he has since stepped away, but the foundation is still going, and there is a lot of good. I can't remember what the number was. I heard it somewhere today, about like $500 million, I think, that they raised.
It was $500 million,
yeah. And so that's one thing where you can say, okay, the lying benefited someone, I guess, at least somehow. You know, there was all that money that was going to research, but in the long run, I don't know what he has to really gain or lose. I don't know. That's like I'm bored with the story. That's just how I am. I don't really care if he would have kept lying or if he's admitting it. I don't necessarily care either way.
Yeah, that's interesting. How many people feel the same way as Matt? Shoot me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Click on contact. I think for me, because cycling in and around me and having ties to Armstrong through other people is very, very disappointing, but it's not a shocker by any stretch. Well, I knew this shoe was going to drop, or always assumed it would, from stories that I had heard. And what's interesting about Armstrong and worth talking about, and could definitely be a conversation that could be talked about in a media ethics class. So many of you call the show and you'll say, and we talk about politics, oh, the left-wing media and the media lemmings and everybody reporting the same thing and da-da-da-da-da. And there is evidence of that. If there are some things that you could prove with certain writers or certain things that you've seen. Well, Lance Armstrong had somehow wielded enough power, enough clout, that people in the media who cover cycling knew that he was lying, knew that he would come and lash out at other people for saying that he was doping, and they didn't stick up for Frank Andrews' wife, or they didn't do that. So they, or Freddie, I think his name, or no, Frank Andrews. They didn't stick up for his, for his wife, or stick up for some of the other people who lost jobs because of Lance Armstrong. So from that perspective, I think it's big. And I also think that the reason that he came out, Christine Brennan, who you heard there in the beginning, she's a columnist for the USA Today. I think the reason Christine is clear is that he does not like, I think when you are the big man on campus and everybody likes you, everybody wants to talk to you, everybody's fascinated by you, all of a sudden when you're standing there on the playground with your bicycle and nobody wants to play with you anymore, it's a very tough, tough transition. The fall from grace is hard, sometimes harder than the climb up the ladder. So I'm going to say that that's the reason why he did that.
You think it's an attention thing?
Yeah. I think
it's kind of the Brett Favre syndrome.
Yeah,
remember how he was retiring for like about 8 years?
Absolutely.
And it was every offseason. Nobody was really talking about Brett Favre.
Sickening.
All of a sudden, he'd float this retirement story from his camp.
Yep.
Yeah, he was another one of those attention.
Another tool.
Yeah.
Yeah. A tool in that sense. I mean, hey, he was a good quarterback, but then he couldn't take it. So the whole thing of the spotlight, your whole life, everybody's talking about what a stud you are, how amazing you are, how far you can throw the ball, how many mountains you've climbed, how many test runs you've made on your bike, how amazing it is, the odds that you've overcome. And they it's something in the personality that won't let it go. Instead of saying, okay, I'm done, that's okay, boom, you caught me, I'm just going to slurk away, it's fine, I have my friends, and that's it.
Looks like Sheryl Crow got the right idea and saw him for who he really was.
That's what I think. I think that that might have been part of that. And who knows in a relationship. But I think that that's the reason why he confessed. Because it's too hard to take that scorn, to take that sting, and he's throwing himself on the mercy of people forgiving him and saying, oh, you know, he's an athlete, so hey, he's not Bernie Madoff. He didn't do this, he didn't do that. But the fact of the matter is, he did get some money that he shouldn't have gotten, and he did cost people some jobs. And the scorn of people in the business. Frankie Andreo, by the way, is the name of the teammate. Frankie Andreo. You see him sometimes on the course with the Tour de France and some other of the cycling things, and his wife is Betsy, and she really got hammered. People just totally isolated her, and she was there in the room when he said it. So you can imagine how she was dying for this to get out.
You know, one part of the story that, I mean, hopefully it'll come into light eventually, but nobody's really talking about, is he won how many titles? Six titles?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, seven.
Seven titles. Has never, ever been caught doping.
Doping, yeah. Yeah, we talked about it.
And he's been, is like the most tested athlete in history.
So
how is he doing this?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know, is how was he able to, I mean, get away with all this? Because he was randomly tested all the time. I think I read stories about how any time he would get a cut or something like that, people would steal the bandages to test his blood. Like, they went to crazy measures to try to catch him, and he never once was caught. So, did he, like, find some new chemical ingredient to mask his urine, to mask the steroids, or what was he doing that enabled him to get away with this?
Yeah, what was it? Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting, too, because I'm reading Tyler Hamilton's book, and Tyler Hamilton talks about that, talks about the whole doping thing, how he went along with it. When he finally had broken through in cycling, he was surprised. He was stunned. He had no idea what was going on and that he was going to have to carry on the same way. And he says he can remember they would get bags of blood, fresh blood. He can remember doing all-night sessions where he was in one room and Lance Armstrong was in another getting blood so that he could be able to, you know, race up the mountain stages. And his book talks about this. It's The Secret Race. And it's what a page-turner, really, honestly, what a page-turner it is, talking about his own struggle with it and how he was foisted into doing it, and if he hadn't, he would have been out. He would have been gone. I mean, really, Armstrong, from the time he first got on his first tour, he was unbelievably dominating. He passed the field like they were just standing there like dolls, just passed them up one after another. And the French were always after him, so they must feel vindicated because they were hammering, trying to find, as Matt said, any way they could to test him. And, you know, I said this on the show a year ago. We had somebody on from Bicycling Magazine, and we were talking about it. And I said, listen, the guy has been tested a zillion times. He never tested positive. So if you don't test positive, you got to hand it to him for figuring out ways to be creative. And you don't have the hardcore evidence. But now you do, because he admits it. Stay with us.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Lots of good players. In other words, defenses versus hot offenses. And there are certainly things to consider looking at the upcoming couple of games that we have left. Do you believe it? We have whittled it down. AFC, NFC champs. Who ultimately is going to be left standing? I think the intrigue is built up because of two really a super, for lack of a better word, a super couple of games leading up to the AFC and the NFC championships. It's down to the Ravens and the Patriots, the Falcons and the 49ers. And on the 3rd of February, someone will be there to try to grab the Lombardi Trophy. A good reminder, which is why we're doing this segment, to participate in Nail the Score. In our Wednesday into Thursday show in the third hour, our computers pick the games of the week. Oh, guess what? There's only two, AFC and NFC. They must be the game. So you've got two choices, you know, two chances. Tell us who you think's going to win in those games and the final score.
Start doing your homework right now.
Yeah, now, see, now you can cheat. It's like the way Matt's generation took tests. The teacher handed out the test and said, okay, look it up on the computer. Where the rest of us had to have crib notes in our brain. But it's true. You'll have time to do too much research, ad nauseum research, so your head will be filled with numbers. But I don't know. I think it's pretty cool that you get to do that. So Tom Brady, the Patriots quarterback, they did a survey of women who went to football 101 classes and asked what they knew about Tom Brady, passing records or averages, that kind of stuff. And most of the women in the room said, Giselle. They know he was married to the crazy supermodel. Tom Brady doesn't care about that. His focus is the Ravens, saying that we've played them, they're that good, and they're in the same position as last season.
They're going to be facing our toughest challenge of the year, right? You know, and I know we'll be ready for it when, you know, the ball's kicked off next week.
Tom Harbaugh, on the other side of things, John Harbaugh, on the other side of the ball, who is the coach of the Ravens, says that his team is definitely ready because they're a much better team this time around.
A lot of teams go through a lot of things. You know, there are challenges that get you to the point that you're at as a football team, you know, and make you who you are, you know, even as a person. And our guys have handled all those things extremely well. I think individually, you know, a lot of our guys and collectively have come out of it, you know, stronger and better men, and we're a stronger and better team.
So Ravens and the Patriots, Falcons and the 49ers, you decide who wins on either one of those sides of the ball or both, because you have the choice to do try to nail the score on both of them, which is pretty cool. More chances to win. You know, the Super Bowl ads, I was reading a story about that. They just keep on getting ridiculous and out of control. Some of the ads selling on CBS are for up to $4 million this year versus $3.5 million last year on NBC. That's a 30-second Super Bowl spot. Wow. The price for Super Bowl slots has jumped $300,000 and $500,000 annually in recent years. That's an incredible jump. And probably because they figure this is a captive audience. This audience, there's enough people that have eyeballs on this. If it's a clever spot and it can really drive home the point, maybe we can sell some more roofs. Maybe we can sell more painting. But there's a reason why they're doing these little reality minis to see if they can catch some attention and, you know, watch it all unfold. So John Harbaugh and the Ravens talking about, as we just heard there, they're battle-tested. Tom Brady saying, yeah, this is our toughest challenge. We've played them before. They're that good. That's going to be an interesting game to try and handicap, I think. Matt, I'm sure you are diligently doing your work to try to figure out who wins that game.
I'm pulling, like I was last year, I'm pulling once again for the Harbaugh Bowl. I think it would be a good story, especially when it would be the two brother coaches, and then Ray Lewis's last game ever would be a Super Bowl game, him trying to go out as a champion, and then you have the young gun, Colin Kaepernick, trying to win a Super Bowl again and regain some 49er glory. So I'm pulling for those two teams to win. Do I think both teams will win? Not necessarily. I got to think about it a little more, but that's what I'm pulling for.
Yeah, you know, Colin Kaepernick, I'm glad you brought him up. He is so the unsung hero. He is the man. He's the guy who came in and set up the 49ers, set them on fire. Even if he had a bad game, he would bounce back. He's been fun to watch.
He has, and he's one of those young, exciting quarterbacks that, I mean, when you look at that quarterback draft now, I can't believe some of the guys that were taking, I mean, just in the first round, obviously Cam Newton, he was going to go number one, but then you have Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, and our guy, Christian Ponder, taken in the first round, and in the second round of that draft, You have Colin Kaepernick and Andy Dalton, who is doing pretty well for Cincinnati, taken in the second round, pretty close to each other. I don't remember which one was first. But those two quarterbacks have outperformed the guys drafted after Cam Newton by a long shot, especially this Colin Kaepernick. And, I mean, Jim Harbaugh has to take a lot of praise for pulling the trigger on this guy and finding, I mean, University of Nevada or Reno. I don't know how many people were watching those games, but
no one.
Apparently not a lot of scouts had this guy as highly ranked as the 49ers did, and they were willing to pull the trigger on him, and it's working out beautifully.
Yeah, no kidding. Sometimes you find that diamond in the rough, and he is a diamond in the rough.
Same thing with Russell Wilson in Seattle, too.
Yeah, I was just going to say
that. Third-round draft pick.
Absolutely. Talk about really striking gold in both of those cases.
Both those guys, too, and, I mean, RG3 obviously can do this as well, but I think Russell Wilson is the best at it, is throwing on the run. He always seems to have his head up looking downfield and just makes
these
passes. And I think the second best of those guys is Colin Kaepernick. But Kaepernick's a better runner than Wilson. But, I mean, he's incredibly fast as well. There are a couple of those touchdown runs where he's just bolting for the end zone. Nobody can catch him.
Yeah, anymore, too, you got to be that quarterback. I think you got to be that quarterback that has that second tool. And the second tool is the one of moving around, moving the ball if you have to, getting it up the field, grabbing the first down.
And also, I mean, the Niners, they switch mid-season to the young backup quarterback, and their offense is completely different than what it was with Alex Smith, too. So, I mean, this is a team that has transformed its offense completely in the half season of football. They go from this kind of dink and dunk, possession, running the ball offense to all of a sudden you got Colin Kaepernick running the read option out of the pistol, all these formations and plays that they were running the first half of the season.
Yeah, crazy. And who would have thought that looking at any preseason mags, that's not what you would have predicted. So the unpredictable, the idea of the silver lining, if you will, and just the pure raw talent could be what will help them push them all the way through. And imagine if the two brothers ended up going up against each other. What a storyline that would be. Ooh, think about it. Any thoughts on Lance Armstrong or any of the other things that we talked about? Of course, shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.